What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nail Shop. This is Cassandra. And I kind of, man, it's been a lot of events. I've been having to tell y'all about business and doing stuff. So, I'm telling you guys about like a last minute thing with the family that we had to go and see. And it wasn't last minute. We knew about it. I forgot about it. So on and so forth. Not even going into details, right? So we had a family member pass away unexpectedly. And now we have to go fly out to Chicago. And if you think I wasn't ready for a little, like, one-day trip that was in my state, oh, my goodness. I'm not ready, and I got to get the family ready. Podcast. Have low-key been freaking delayed, but I still got to do them. This is just, like, this is what I be telling you guys about. And that's the reason why I am telling you guys about what's going on, because there's just certain things in life you just can't account for, let alone business. Because we're going to be out there for about a week, I have to bring a lot of my work stuff, whether I use it or not. It's like I can't have a moment to where I could have the time to be doing it, and I'm not, you know? So it's crazy because I really need anxiety medication when I fly. And I haven't taken a flight in a while, and I don't have any. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I want to go try to make an appointment. And my next available appointment that I could get with my doctor was in October. You know, we're in August, and the funeral is happening within this week. And that's only because the family pushed it back to allow people enough time to get in state from being out of state, you know? So, luckily unfortunately that the family member passed away on my birthday, but because I was already like trying to make myself feel good because I didn't have any plans for my birthday, but to work, I was like, okay, I'm gonna make sure at least my hair and my nails is done, you know? So that's able to take down a big chunk of like prepping, but I have so many damn things I have to take care of as far as my son, getting him out of school, making sure he still has school work that he's doing and completing, because he's in high school, so it's like everything counts now. Making sure that I'm emotionally there for my husband and, you know, the rest of my in-laws, you know, so it's just, oh, goodness, y'all. Giving you guys updates to let you guys know what's going on so you don't feel like, damn, these brothers playing us. Because that's not what it is. Like, this is what I have, this whole one-man thing. But I am, that's another thing. I'm in the middle of building systems in place for certain things. So when stuff like this happens, it'll be okay. Like, for instance, I'm doing this podcast. Today is the 22nd of August. But I already, because I've been trying to get these certain systems in place, I got some stuff for y'all. It's just the time frame of me putting it out. I was like, okay, I got to kind of push it back. So, like, I have to be strategic, you know? So I'm not that stressed out because I learned from the last little event, you know, doing things ahead of time. Doing multiple podcasts in a day for you guys and not releasing them and holding on to them just for shit, stuff like this. And that's why, if you notice, like, it hasn't really been a lot of focus on reality shows and stuff like that has been towards business, because with reality TV and shit, it has to be so current. I just thought about it. I gotta give y'all the update for 2022, Little Fizz and B2K, because this is getting hot out here. Just thought about it. So, but this, like, stuff like that, that's the prep work as I'm trying to, not trying, as I am getting the family ready to have to take a fucking 7-day trip with three people that all have to do work. I'm about to write myself a little note. You know, I'm always preaching writing stuff down, and this is one of those things, because when you have a lot of stuff going on, it's very, very easy to forget. It just is. So this is when I have all my different notebooks. Like the one notebook that I have in my hand right now, I'm like, that's not a good notebook to put it in, because you know that's more of like a weekly planner notebook. And I just need to jot a note down to myself. So that's what I'm doing right now as I'm talking to you guys, because this is going to be for a future episode. But current, not current. But I'm giving you guys like the process of what's going on. And I'm still going through my coffee. I ain't been. Look, even though it was my birthday little weekend and stuff, I still got to get them. I got all of this household shit that I have to do. Like, you know, these men didn't do nothing up in here as far as doing that. All right, what's today? The 22nd, I'm saying. I always know, always write down the dates of your assignments and title them so you can know. Like me, I like to use on my notepads like different kind of ink, colored ink pens, because it grabs my attention. Some stuff I will just like, nah, let me keep this black. But like with my planner shit, on things I really need to have stick out for notes and stuff like that. Oh, that's some good coffee, y'all. As I gotta fold the clothes and wash clothes and dry clothes and pack the fuck up and get my house together. And today, I had an idea of what, before everything happened, I had an idea of what I, you know, how I wanted to start this week off. But it's fine. I got some books that I want to also get myself back into the habit of doing, because I've noticed since I haven't been reading these last like 2 weeks, I've been waking up lately. And that isn't good either. Like, I don't want to go back into bad habits that I've like been working myself out of. Because I'm gonna be a multimillionaire, y'all. I am. I'm this isn't one of those things where it's just like, ha-ha. I'm just saying it ever since I was a kid. And thank God I've known Jonathan so long, because he's like my witness. You know when you have a witness. And people are like, yeah, you know, I can contest to that. People are like, okay, they not lying. So I am. I got a lot of stuff going on between crypto, between my regular stocks, between, you know, doing my podcast, having Casares Nail Creations, being a licensed tax preparer. Like I got my hands on a lot of stuff to be such a young lady. And one thing that I am making sure that I focus in on more is thinking that this shit just gonna happen overnight. Like, I know it's not, but I still, I'm not gonna say I still, I have in the past carry this attitude on my shoulders, like, well, I'm a failure because, like, for example, I invested in a certain crypto at on a Monday, and Tuesday morning I wasn't a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? And having to really put myself in check. Like, are you, did you really think that that shit was gonna really happen overnight? You know that's not how success works. You know it's a lot of hours of just being up late and, Oh, and that's another freaking thing I just thought about whenever I go to fucking Chicago, because I'm in California. That jumping ahead 2 hours fucks with me. It just does. It does. It really fucks with me, man. It's hard. It's, everything is all thrown off because we are ready. We're one of those people who like to take flights fucking in the wee hours in the morning. Like, we leave our house like at, like, our flight would be like at 4 o'clock in the morning and we leave like at 2. You know what I'm saying? Like, we up doing our thing. Like, that's the kind of shit that we do. I do not like to fly in the middle of the day. It gives me bad anxiety, and I already have fucking anxiety problems. Stuff like that. I'm hoping I'm gonna have to figure out between now and Tuesday getting myself seen by a doctor so I can get me some anxiety medicine so I won't feel like I have to fucking like real life story. Real life story. I'm on a fucking flight. JVM wasn't even double digits, so he was under 9. We were taking a flight back from somewhere. I don't know. We fucking have taken a lot of flights. We do a lot of traveling. I really do believe in giving kids the experience of the world, so they can be able to not only experience, but know how different cultures are, know how different foods are, know how you should fucking act in public. So, but that's my own thing. So we're on this fucking flight, right? And my son is so cute, right? Because he knows mommy does not like to fly. So he knows by the time, once we sit down and everything is settled, I'm gonna go. Mommy's gonna go to sleep. Like, where's my son gonna go? We're on a flight. You know, he ain't going nowhere. I have all his devices and stuff, and he'll get me, like, even when I'm sleeping, he'll make sure I have all my little snacks from the flight and stuff like that. He's so fucking cute. But I remember, I'm on this flight, and I didn't have my medicine up in me like that because I didn't even take none, because that flight that we had took wasn't our original flight, and our original flight had got delayed until the next day. So instead of us flying, like I said, in the morning time, where I mean, like, in the wee hours of the morning, we had to fly in like the middle of the fucking day. And so I had to be cognizant of like my surroundings and everything, so I couldn't be, because I had to drive back. Like, it was just one of those weird things, like, when it's done in the morning, like, I just didn't want to be drowsy. It was just really weird. So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna take any medicine. I'm gonna just, like, have myself, I'm just gonna fall asleep. So I'm in that state of sleep where, yes, my eyes are closed in my brain. Like, I think my brain is shut off, but I'm very fucking aware of my surroundings. Like, yes, I'm asleep, but I'm not asleep, but I'm asleep. I remember having this, like, hearing, like, this tick, 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 tick in my fucking, like, it wasn't a dream. Like, I was asleep, but I was, like I said, I was aware of my surroundings. So I'm hearing this tick, 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 tick noise. And I'm fucking panicking in my sleep. Like, I feel My anxiety, like my heart is fucking racing. And I'm in that state of sleep where I'm like trying to fucking wake myself up. But when I fucking is getting ready to wake myself up, I was getting ready to be like bomb, like my lips wanted to be like bomb, it's a bomb, because I heard tick 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 tick, right? Fucking I wake up and I'm getting ready to say it, and I fucking literally just cover my mouth because I'm like trying to get myself to calm down. Like, bitch, it ain't no bomb. You gonna fucking chill and just creep out bomb. But I was like, so I was out of it. And that's just what fucking flying does to me, okay? Like, and I remember Debbie, I'm looking at me like, are you okay, mom? I got your snacks. And I'm sitting there trying not to fucking freak out, because it's just me and this little guy, and I don't want to look like the fucking crazy lady. And of course, I don't like to fly, but he loves the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I'm not trying to ruin his experience. Like, even as a baby, I remember people telling me, oh, babies hate flying. He's gonna scream. You're gonna have to, like, give him medicine for his ear, like, tell him some shit. I can't remember. I was like really against giving kids medicine. Like my man, yeah. But anyways, so I got his first flight at 3 months. 3 months old, he took his first flight. He was so fucking chill. He slept the whole way. Like, I remember people coming up to me, your baby is so good. And he's just been like, he's one of those fucking kids. Like, shit. That boy loves to fucking travel. Like, he has. Such a damn, he has a travel etiquette and I love it. He knows how the hell shit gets down. Now, this is gonna be weird because he's so fucking older and bigger now since the last time we traveled that I wonder if they're gonna make him take his shoes off. Because when you're a kid, quote unquote, you ain't gotta take your shoes off. But this goddamn boy, like, he a teenager. So I wonder if they're gonna make him take his shoes off. That's gonna be interesting. That's gonna be something different for him. I was like, I can't wait to see what that's like for him on his side. Like, I never used to have to take off my shoes. Now they're making me take my shoes off. Because that's the kind of stuff, like, especially if you're a kid that travels a lot. And then all of a sudden, you're just like, wait a minute, what's going on? Only they did that. Oh, man. This is going to be a crazy week, y'all. Crazy week. I watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta this current week. Like, I've already told you what this week was, so damn it. I'm not about to repeat it. But The Real Housewives of Atlanta, I know I haven't really been talking about that one because it's like low key been boring, but it was really interesting this week. So that's the only reason why I'm bringing it up, because I've been watching it, but I haven't been podcasting on it like that. Hasn't been all of that. Is every fucking time I think Kenya is gonna be a cool, like, okay, you know what? And I've even did a podcast on it, like, okay, I think I could fuck with Kenya. It's like, oh no, just let a couple more episodes play out and you'll see that this fucking lady really ain't shit. Like, she's just so. Aggressive is one thing. She's just nasty and rude. Like, the way she treats women in her quote unquote circle that's supporting her, she will drag through the fucking mud and then get surprised when someone drags her ass through the mud. Like, oh, like, and gets hella defensive. Oh God, it's some really obnoxious ass You too grown and old to be fucking acting like this. And you got a whole ass daughter. Ugh. But Candy was cute. Candy was cute. Fucking poor baby Drew. She paid in the T one of the characters in TLC movie on VH1. She broke her foot, not broke, she tore her Achilles. Right, so that was kind of fucked up seeing a housewife be there but not be able to participate. But at the same time, it was kind of good because the first night she was there, she was acting a damn fool. I'm just saying. I don't know what's wrong with these women. No clue. The Real Housewives of Dubai now, them women, they give me fabulous. Like, at least when I see them have their little spats, I'm like, oh, it's really like a miscommunication as far as some of the housewives, because you have two women who got some thick accents for each other. One is like a British accent, and the other one is a Kenyan accent, an African accent. So, and one of the ladies, like, she just doesn't understand like some of our phrases. So I see where a lot of the confusion and tension comes from. So it makes sense where they think there's shade being thrown. But in the Real Housewives of Atlanta, ain't no communication problem, ain't no barriers. These bitches is, well, King of Ass is just fucking an evil ass snob. Sonya has been like the nicest, sweetest thing to Kenya as far as showing Kenya love with birthday parties and all kind of stuff. And when I tell you, Kenya just be out here snapping on this poor girl. And I don't even care for Sonya like that. Like, I ain't got nothing bad to say, but I am like, she's a character. I have nothing bad to say about her. She's on the show. But to watch Kenya drag Sonya and Sonya be the one really out here trying to be there for Kenya, that's just so fucking confusing. Confusing. Sheree is getting ready to launch her She by Sheree event, and it looks like it's about to be another episode of She Ain't Got It by Sheree. Just like the last 10 fucking years, she's supposed to have been launching her fucking business, clothing line, that has never damn launched. So that's gonna be interesting because it seemed like Bravo. Because even like Andy and Bravo ass couldn't wait to monetize on Sheree not winning between the whole Tyrone little shit and now the clippets for what's gonna happen in the next week's coming up week's episode is like, oh, I just keep dragging this poor girl through the mud. All right. Look, all right. But that's all that's really interesting about it. Like I said, I can't even give y'all details like that because it's not all of that. Like Jonathan said, they need to just throw the whole cast away and start off fucking fresh. Like, give us some. And if I remember when they first talked about that, when Nene was on there. And I was like, oh my, and Nene and Cynthia, I was like, oh my gosh, don't do that. I'm not gonna watch it, blah, 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 blah. But when they took out Nene and Cynthia from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, I've been like, throw the whole cast away. Just throw the whole fucking cast away. Start off fresh. Give me some, it gotta be some other fucking folks in Atlanta, man. What's going on? And give Candy, she already has her spinoffs. She had, well, not a spin-off, but her own little show. She has that one Escape in Vogue show. She has Candy and the Gang, and she has, there's another fucking show she's on, but oh, she's on The Chi. Like, this girl getting her goddamn bag. She's staying relevant, but so I don't like this whole let me be on reality TV as far as the Real Housewives of Atlanta goes. It confuses me. Because she just does not belong. She doesn't. She's better than that. Like, this girl is businesses and shit. And they be having this girl come out of her fucking character. She don't drink. She got a man who fucking support her. Like, she has fucking kids. She has adult kids and toddler kids. You know, like that lady is on some a whole nother fucking level of shit. So I just do not get that whole dynamic with Candy fucking being there. Marlo, she just wanted to say she had the fucking peach, just to show people like if I wanted the peach, I could get the peach. But the way that they are shining the light on her, I'm just like, girl, she need her own shit too, or a different show. She don't even need her own stuff because she's not that interesting. But she does need like her own, like a different type, because this Real Housewife stuff, this isn't her. This isn't for her. Like, yeah, she may have done it, but this ain't. She better than that. Look, she better than that. And that's all I gotta say about that. Look, that's all I gotta say about that. Like I said, throw the whole cast away. Shit. But I just really, this main podcast was to let y'all know what's going on with your girl. All the shit she gotta do. And the shit that's not gonna get done. Crazy. But I'm gonna make the best of it. Remind myself, Rome wasn't built one day. Neither were these fucking businesses or my multi-millions. It's not gonna be built in a day. Like, even people who hit the lotto, shit, you had to turn 18 at least to get the ticket, right? So, it's not an overnight thing. All right. As I love to say, before I let you guys leave me, and I can like say it with confidence too. Why? Because I already told you got my nails is on fleek. Love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yas.